Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools to succeed in life and business. Hello, everyone. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, April 9, 2012, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, we have a hot theme for this month in April, and of course that is the power of choices. And we covered the actual theme topic on last Monday, April 2nd. And so for those of you that missed the show, you definitely want to go to successfulwomanradio.com and listen to the show archive so that you can get caught up on what this theme is all about. You know, we have more power than we give ourselves credit for. And, of course, when we don't make the right decisions, when we don't make the right choices, it causes us to go a step backward instead of a step forward. And so in our theme, The Power of Choices for the month of April, we really want to encourage women all over the world to take control of their lives and to start making better choices, better decisions that are going to help them to be successful. And so that's what it's all about this month, the power of choices. Of course, I want to thank everyone for tuning in, and for those of you that have just done so, this is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. Well, we've got a great show lineup today, which includes happenings at Women About Biz, going to tell you about a few teleclasses that are coming up. Also got a business buzz for you. For those of you that are trying to learn to get new clients, I'm going to share a resource for you right at Women About Biz that you may not know about. And, of course, our hot topic for today, in keeping with our theme, The Power of Choices, we're going to be talking about taking action on your goals. That's right, taking action on your goals, because, after all, the most important technique that you can possibly use to catapult and jumpstart your business success, your life success, is all about taking action. And so we're going to be sharing some great tips with you today on how to do just that. And so I'm very, very excited about this whole topic this month, the power of choices. And I love that word power, because power represents energy, it represents life, it represents moving forward, it represents action. I love the word power, because as women, we need to understand that the power is all in our control to do what we need to do to make things happen. Well, I have a very important question for you this afternoon, and that question is, have you been joy pampering? You know, this past weekend, of course, was Easter, and I hope everyone had a great Easter holiday. But I want to ask you, did you joy pamper, okay? Because you certainly have something to celebrate and be joyful for. A lot of the times as women, we often, you know, our mood gets down a little bit. Sometimes we can get a little bit stressed out, and sometimes we just feel that we need a boost. But we don't realize that we are responsible for our own joy. And there is, I guess you would say, there is a time that all women go through in their lives when they feel as though nothing is going right, or they feel as though they really can't catch a break. And I want you to understand something. If you have ever felt like that, or for the times that you may, you need to know that joy is your responsibility. It's your responsibility. And so, therefore, you must learn to joy pamper. Now, exactly what is joy pampering? Well, for those of you that are new to the show, joy pampering is a deliberate act of experiencing your emotions of well-being, happiness, and satisfaction. In other words, you are bringing about joy in your life on purpose. And so to do that, you need to take the first 15 minutes of your morning every single day. day, get in the habit of taking the first 15 minutes to bring joy to yourself. Now, what can that kind of joy be about? Well, you can listen to your favorite music. You can read something that is going to inspire you and make you feel great about yourself. You can call someone and use the joy of gratitude by blessing them and thanking them for being in your life. Whatever you need to do to give you that warm, fuzzy feeling, that feeling of joy and contentment, do it every morning for 15 minutes of your day. Not only is it important to really look at the first fruits of your day and spend time with yourself, but you are going to see the value in that, because as you invest in yourself every day for 15 minutes, the first 15 minutes of your day, you are going to see things happen. You're going to start having a different mindset. And right along with that joy pampering, I also want to encourage you to embrace the no excuses rule. And again, for those of you that are new to the show, you need to know that we are all about making things happen here at Successful Woman Radio. We are all about encouraging women to take control of their lives and not allow anyone or anything to take the control for them. And so therefore, the no excuses rule is all about that. So ladies, regardless of the challenges, the obstacles and frustrations that might come your way, you'll find time to commit to finding a solution to those obstacles and challenges and move forward in your life and your business. And so that's what the no excuses rule is. And I'm here to tell you, you know, whatever I'm out here preaching, I'm certainly trying to practice and not have any excuses for my own self. I want to just let you guys know that you might hear me talk a lot about joy pampering and the no excuses rule this year. I'm going to certainly be mentioning it on each and every show, but here's why. It's because sometimes we may listen to things over and over again and still may not take action on them. Some women who have been listening to, you know, joy, the information about joy pampering and the info about the no excuses rule, they may believe in someone and they may be shaking their head in agreement with it, but it doesn't mean that they have actually started implementing those two principles. And so therefore, I'm going to be mentioning it every single Monday so that at some point, for those of you who have not embraced it yet, at some point you will be ready to embrace joy pampering and being in control of your own joy, and you'll be ready to embrace the no excuses rule and move past your obstacles and your challenges. So again, I want to thank all of you who have tuned in, and for those of you that have just done so, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby. I want to ask everyone for a big blessing, and I do this on every show. I want to ask you to flash over on the line and dial an associate or a friend or someone that you know needs to hear positive words of inspiration, positive words of motivation, words that's going to help them to jumpstart their week. Whoever that might be, flash over and give them a call. Have them to dial into the show, 347-637-2589. Again, have them to dial into 347-637-2589. And for those of you that are listening to the show live right from your desktop computers, you know what to do, of course. Just flash over to Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and let all of your followers and your fans and individuals know that the Successful Woman Radio Show is live on the air now. You definitely want to listen to it. Now, here is the URL for the show. It is www.blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio, spelled all the way out. Again, blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. Spelled all the way out. And I want to mention to you guys, for those of you that didn't know it yet, we do have a Twitter account for Successful Woman Radio, and I am not sure If you guys have known about that or not, but we want to ask you to make sure to go ahead and be one of our followers for the Successful Woman Radio Show. So to do that, you just go twitter.com/SWomanRadio. Again, twitter.com/SWomanRadio. And there you'll be able to connect with us on Twitter and see all of the wonderful tweets and information that we have on the Twitter blog. Now, also want to make sure that you guys are connected to the Successful Woman Radio Show website as well. And, of course, you know that that site is successfulwomanradio.com. If you haven't done so already, please make sure you go visit the site. And in the right-hand side, go ahead and sign up for our e-newsletter and tips, because we're going to be giving away prizes and other great information just specifically for our Successful Woman Radio listeners. So please make sure you do that, and also share a link of the site with your friends and your associates as well. It's nothing like putting the power of social networking to work and practicing what we are hearing on Successful Woman Radio. For those of you that have just tuned in, we're going to be talking about the hot topic, taking action on your goals, in just a little bit. And so, again, I want to encourage everyone to flash over and let individuals know that the show is on. And, of course, if you're listening from online, go ahead and link the URL so others can listen to it online as well. I want to talk right now about the business buzz. The business buzz that you guys may not know about, which is our Getting New Clients group at womenaboutbiz.com. Now, I don't know how many of you may have taken this particular special coaching session, but a while back this year, I gave a special two-hour session called Getting New Clients, and it was a coaching session on a Saturday. We had a phenomenal turnout, and in that session, I mentioned that we were starting an actual group, Getting New Clients, and so we did have done so, and we've had some great dialogue in that group. And so I want to encourage you that if you haven't been participating in our social network at Women About Biz, now is the time to do so. Our Getting New Clients group is doing some wonderful dialogue. We put ways to get new clients, tips, and resources. And so this is great because you might very well find a tip or a resource on how to get new clients that might push your business over the top. And so I want to encourage everyone to go ahead and join the Women About Biz social network community. Now, if you're already a member, all you need to do is simply log in and then click on My Community in the top red menu bar. And again, for those of you that are not a member of Women About Biz yet, at the very least, consider joining our free silver membership and getting started in our social network. To do so, again, go to womenaboutbiz.com/my-community. Again, womenaboutbiz.com/my-community. And from there, you'll be able to join Women About Biz and start participating and sign up for the group Getting New Clients. Again, I have been putting some great tips and techniques on getting new clients and sharing even what I do with Women About Biz. So I want to encourage you, you're really missing out if you don't participate in this great group. So that's our business buzz for today, because a lot of people don't know that things like that are going on at Women About Biz. And so, of course, you aren't able to take advantage of what you don't know, right? So I hope to connect with many of you who will sign up today and be a part of our Getting New Clients group. Also want to mention a few teleclasses that are getting ready to take place. We have our Running Your Business Solo teleclass, which is coming up on April 18th. Now, this is a part of our Wednesday Lunch and Learn. Running Your Business Solo is a really unique teleclass because, as you know, most women entrepreneurs are running their businesses alone, and so this teleclass is for women who would like to learn tips and ways to properly run their business without feeling overworked or overstressed. So here's some of the things that you're going to learn. You're going to learn the importance of your daily operations plan, your strategic plan, how ahead of time planning can really help you to be better prepared, setting milestones, and, of course, the importance of a cash flow evaluation. All five of those things put together is some serious power behind it and can really help you to get better efficiency with your business, okay? So definitely want to encourage you to sign up for Running Your Business Solo, Making It Happen When It's Just You. And, of course, that is going to be held on Wednesday, April the 18th at 12 noon. April the 18th at 12 noon. Also, we have our April group coaching sessions, which are getting ready to get started on this Thursday, April 12th, our group coaching session. Now, I have been encouraging all of you to sign up for our group coaching sessions and make sure that you take advantage of it. And so our group coaching sessions for April is going to be about developing your system. You know, with any type of success that you're expecting to have, you have to have a system. If you don't have a system, what happens is that you will find yourself feeling overwhelmed, you will find yourself not being organized, you will find yourself not getting the results that you would like to have. And so it's all about putting systems in place in order for you to be functional and in order for you to see results. And at the end of the day, ladies, that is what we are all looking for. We are looking for better results, right? Absolutely. So I want to encourage you, if you have not done so already, because space is limited for this, for our group coaching sessions, again, go ahead and get signed up for our April group coaching sessions, April the 12th and April the 26th. And, of course, the time is 7:30 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Standard Time. And, again, our topic for the group coaching sessions for the month of April will be developing your system. For those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in and listening to the show today. We're going to go ahead and move right into our hot topic, taking action on your goals, because I think, you know, in the power of choices, which is our overall theme, I think one of the things we have to do is we really have to make a conscious choice to take action. Not everyone takes action. And, of course, when people choose not to take action, what happens is no results. And when no results happen, it causes us as women, and you know what I'm getting ready to say, it causes us to get stressed and depressed, right? So we don't want to do that. You know, last week I mentioned that I was reading the book Millionaire Fast Lane by M.J. DeMarco. And the book is an absolutely wonderful book. And one of the things that he says in the book is that there are two type of, you know, people who involve themselves with action. There are the action fakers and the action takers. And so when I read that, it just blew me away because I really liked his definition of action fakers and action takers. And, of course, action fakers is someone who basically they appear to be taking an action. They appear to be moving forward. They appear to be doing something positive and to contribute towards their life and business. But at the end of the day, they're just busy being busy. And they have taken action so they can make themselves feel better, but there really are no results because the action is a fake action. In other words, they appear to be busy, but they're not doing anything, so they're not going to see any results. That kind of action, ladies, is not what we want, right? But I must admit, I have been an action faker before, more than once or twice. As I began to understand that definition, I realized that, wait a minute, I have been busy doing something, and then at the end of the week, I couldn't even figure out what I was busy doing. And yet I was trying to justify that I don't understand why something's not working because I've been so busy all week. Well, guess what? I was action faking. So I want to ask you a question. How many times have you been action faking? Have you been action faking on things, and so that is probably a reason why you haven't been seeing the results you need to see? I want you to think about that question and ask yourself, have I been action faking? Now, let's look at action taking. What is action taking? Well, action taking is when you actually, with a purpose, take action on a particular goal or project and you see it all the way through. And with purpose, you write down your goals, you write down what actions need to be taken, you identify the obstacles or the challenges that might prevent you from taking that action, and you solve that. And then you follow it up to the very end until you see the result of that action. That is action taking, okay? And so we need to learn to be action takers. And so that is why today we're going to quickly just go over and talk about taking action on your goals. Now, how many people have you heard say this? I'm going to start my own business one day. One day I'm going to plan on taking a trip to Hawaii. Well, I'll get around to cleaning the garage one day. One day I'm going to go back to school and finish my degree. But I don't know if I really want to do that because I'm too old. I mean, you hear people saying these kind of things. Listen, one of the most common challenges that women have today is accomplishing their goals. Perhaps it's because we're too busy being busy, too busy being action fakers instead of action takers. Perhaps we need the motivation and the tools to get started. From online message boards and social networks to live forums and networking events, women are sharing their frustration in not being able to accomplish their goals. So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about some ways to go ahead and take that action. You see, the power of setting goals and accomplishing them has indeed a positive impact on our lives. When we set goals, when we are action takers and we make it happen, guess what? It's going to impact our lives positively for a lifetime. But I also want to let you know that when we allow negative thinking, procrastination, and yes, ladies, even people, to prevent us from accomplishing our goals, it has a negative impact on our lives that can set us back months, years, and yes, it can set us back even a lifetime. So, what's the solution to setting and accomplishing goals? Well, it's pure and simple, ladies. We must be action takers. We must take action immediately. From the time we write or verbally say that we want to accomplish a particular thing or a particular project, it is our responsibility to create a system to make it happen. As a matter of fact, I would have to say that one of the biggest issues that I find that we as women have is that we're always expecting or waiting on someone else to give us the solution or someone else to take the action for us, and that is something that we have got to get out of. So what we have to do is we have to schedule time to write down all tasks that must be put into action and the resources needed to accomplish them. We can't expect anybody else, okay? Our dreams, our desires, and our visions, ladies, are meant to be accomplished. You see, they reflect our greatness and help us to reach our full potential. Now, when we ignore them or procrastinate in accomplishing them, we build a life of regret that can cause us stress, depression, and a sense of failure. Now, for those of you that are listening, you know what I'm talking about because we've all dealt a lot with disappointment. And we've all been disappointed at one time or another in ourselves for not accomplishing our dreams and our goals. So I want to give you five ways to take action and accomplishing your goals. Let's go ahead and start with the first one. Number one is make a commitment. You need to verbally say that you are going to accomplish your goal. But not only verbally say it, you've got to take it to the next level with a commitment. A commitment backed up with action is the sure way to start accomplishing your goals. So not only do you need to verbally make the commitment, okay? But you also need to go ahead and write it down. You guys have heard me say before that journaling is extremely important, but I don't think a lot of people are journaling. I don't think a lot of people are sorting out their feelings on paper, and I'm here to tell you guys I use that principle. It really works. So a good way to put yourself accountable, again, is to first verbally admit it, and say what you want to do, put it on paper. And another way is to go ahead and work with a success coach that can partner with you in staying on course. You know, one of the best ways to work with coaches and one of the reasons why you should work with a coach is that if you have not accomplished a goal that you've been trying to accomplish for a long time, then that should be a sign to you that you really need someone to partner with you to help you measure and hold you accountable. And that is what a coach is all about. So number one, make the commitment. Number two, I want to encourage you to take a goal-setting seminar or workshop. You know, it can help you to understand the process and the techniques. And, of course, at Women About Biz, we've given the goal-setting workshop before, and we plan on doing it again. But it's important for you to build tools and resources that are going to help you to put this process into place. So put it on your to-do list and find a goal-setting seminar or workshop that you can take. And again, stay tuned to Women About Biz as well, because we'll be repeating our goal-setting workshop. Let's take a look at three. Develop your system. We've heard that word today, right? Because we're going to be doing a group coaching class on developing your system. Well, ladies, you have to know how you're going to accomplish your goals. And if you don't have a goal-setting system, a way as to how you put your goals into action, then you're going to be somewhat confused. You see, you must develop a system consisting of the time frame that you would like to accomplish your goal, identify any challenges that might prevent you from accomplishing your goal, and then finding solutions to rid yourself of them, and then identifying the tasks necessary to see that goal through. You have to have a system. Number four. And this is my favorite, one of my favorites, and something that I believe that really works. Create a mini vision board. Okay, have you ever been to a vision board party before? Vision board parties are fantastic because they help you to take the vision that you have in your mind and put it on paper, utilizing pictures from magazines and any successful picture that you might have, okay? Sometimes having something visual to look at can provide you with the motivation you need to really become the action taker. Try making your own mini vision board. And by the way, you can find directions for doing your own vision board by visiting womenaboutbiz.com. And in the top right menu bar, hold your mouse over channels and then choose Her Vision. And from there, you can look at creating your own vision board. And last but not least, number five, consider forming a goal-setting support group. Hey, there are other women out there just like you who have goals that they want to accomplish and they want to make it happen. And so consider setting a goal-setting group, because it's not only going to help you hold yourself accountable, but it's going to help you to bless the lives of other women. Maybe you have friends and associates that have been trying to accomplish their goals, but they too need encouragement. So go ahead, try it out. You know, for the first time out, try it for 30 days, you know, and everybody has to set a 30-day goal. And then for 30 days, maybe once a week, you're going to support and encourage and check up on one another. And, of course, you can do this via phone conference. It doesn't always have to be meetings. You can do it on phone conferences. But the big thing is that you are helping one another. So there you have it, ladies, five ways to take action in accomplishing your goals. Number one, make a commitment. Number two, consider taking a goal-setting seminar. Number three, develop a system. Number four, create a mini vision board for yourself. And number five, consider forming a goal-setting support group. How about that? So I want you guys to make sure that you just not listen to the words that I am saying here on Successful Woman Radio Show, but that you are able to put these things into action and start making it happen for yourself. And so, of course, as you know, we always record the shows, and you can always go back to successfulwomanradio.com and listen to the show archive of today as well. Well, ladies, we've come to the end of the show, and I want to thank you so much for listening to the show, and I just want to give you some inspiration to take with you for your week. And I want to read to you something that is written by Marianne Williamson. And she says, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. As we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do so also. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others." So, ladies, we must move past our fears. We must make it happen for ourselves. We must start being action takers and not action fakers. We must take action on our goal always. On behalf of Women About Biz and the Successful Woman Radio Show, I wish you a very prosperous and abundant week. Take care, everybody.